Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Rockfish winner Allie Jo Culberson. Then we'll speak with Dirt Late Model winner and Dirt Modified winner Jesse Rocket. Then we'll have a conversation with the winner from Golden Mountain in Tennessee, Zach Seiss. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out Boone, North Carolina, Brandon Martin and John Eller amongst the winners. Brody Rhodes gets two wins at Southern National, Tri-County to Carson Quapple. Manda Ledbetter, the victory at East Lincoln. The checkers at Bowman Gray to Burke Myers. Bryson Geis wins Harris, and Hickory goes to Shefflin Clay, while Dustin Rumbling wins at Ace. And in South Carolina at Traveler's Rest, Justin Watts gets the big trophy. Cherokee goes to Jacob Wright. Now to an exciting finish, and the voice of Mike Goins from Moeller Raceway Park in Ohio.
Billy Green out of Walton, Kentucky, started in eighth. He took the lead on lap 19. Off of turn number four, Billy Green going to take the win in the late models here at Moeller Raceway Park. Derek Fisher going to come home second.
At the newly reopened Bullring at Ararat, Virginia, Cole Wagner grabs the victory. Matthew Waltz wins Langley. South Boston to Peyton Sellers. Tyler Bear back in victory lane at Natural Bridge. Beckley, West Virginia to TJ Salango. Wartburg, Tennessee, Anthony White Jr. gets the victory. The checkers at Newport, the split in the Grand National Super Series. Jeremy Mayfield and A.J. Henry both winning. Zeke Sell back in victory lane at Kingsport. And at Bulls Gap, Tennessee, the Carolina Sprint Tour win to Jaden Bowling. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of her first victory at Rockfish Speedway, they call her the North Carolina Heartbreaker, the NC Heartbreaker, Allie Jo Culberson. Hey, Allie, welcome to the show. Got to start out with, that nickname, North Carolina Heartbreaker. Who gave you that name?
My dad.
Well, I'm sure as all dads, they want their daughters not to get the heartbreak, and somebody else too. So good on your dad for that. Cool nickname, North Carolina Heartbreaker. Allie Jo Culberson, Rockfish Speedway winner. She was also the Rockfish 2023 Rookie of the Year. So this has been something building. What kind of car do you drive? Is it a stock car? Is it a sprint car? Do you run some wild modified thing? What do you race?
Junior sprint.
Junior sprint. Those are the ones that are kind of smaller than the World of Outlaws sprint cars without a wing. And what kind of motor, what kind of engine do they have?
About a go-kart motor.
Okay. Yeah. So they get going pretty fast, those things nowadays. Those engine builders can get them to work on. And Allie Jo Culberson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, got all she could get out of it at Rockfish Speedway to take her career first victory last weekend at that stellar track just outside of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And, you know, I remember meeting you a couple of years ago, and you were at the track, you were involved, but you had an arm injury and such. What did watching the races back then and not being able to drive, what did that teach you? What did you learn from those days there where you were wanting to go back driving but couldn't because of a non-car injury?
Basically learned racecraft, the line you have to run.
Wow, that's good. Got to find the right lines. Do you ever iRace? Does that help you? Do you use some of that kind of thing as well?
Yes, all the time.
Oh, what's your favorite track and type of car that you race on iRacing?
Charlotte and a Legend.
Wow. Maybe we'll have to get you over here for a Cookout Summer Shootout. Allie Jo Culberson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. They call her the NC Heartbreaker, North Carolina Heartbreaker. She is a winner now at Rockfish Speedway, and we appreciate her taking the time to join us. But speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So the race itself, I heard you kind of had to work your way through traffic and then had a final restart. What was that like, that last restart, gripping the steer wheel and such? How confident were you at that point, and you got the win?
I was pretty psyched about it. I made my way to fourth, made my way back to first.
Wow. When you got to first and coming around towards the checkered flag, what did that feel like looking up there and it's almost there?
I was super excited. All I was thinking about is how excited my dad's going to be and my best friend, Maddie.
Wow. Super excited and waiting to share the moment as she came under the checkered flag at North Carolina's Rockfish Speedway just outside of Fayetteville. The North Carolina Heartbreaker herself, Allie Jo Culberson, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. First victory, something special. What was that like pulling into victory lane and seeing your best friend and your dad there and those moments coming out of the car? What was that like?
Well, when I first came out of the car, my best friend shook me in the back.
Shook you in the back? Is that how a best friend should do that?
Yes.
How about the hug from Dad? I know Dad had to give you a hug.
Yes. He was very proud of me.
And so he should be. The North Carolina Heartbreaker, Allie Jo Culberson, taking her first victory at Rockfish Speedway. She's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So race finishes and you've got, you know, the iRacing thoughts and the different race crafting and such. What do you still want to do better for the next time when you get ready to go race at Rockfish or some other track? Do a little bit better so you can get the next win.
Be more smooth with the car, definitely.
More smooth with the car, but smooth enough for Rockfish. The 2023 Rockfish Speedway Rookie of the Year, now a Rockfish Speedway feature winner. The NC Heartbreaker herself, North Carolina's own Allie Jo Culberson, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Am I right that you have an Instagram page where folks can follow you?
Yes, NC Heartbreaker number 5, Allie Jo Culberson. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, get there and follow her like the field did last weekend at Rockfish Speedway. Allie Jo, thanks for taking the time to be our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner from last Friday at Carolina Speedway in Gastonia, but really the winner at track after track after track in multiple different cars, Jesse Rocket. You've been doing amazing. I know last year we chatted, you got a win in late model, pretty big deal, but now you're winning in both cars. Is this momentum coming off of last year's progress, or is this, you know, something different? Can you still feel the momentum from last season?
Yeah, everything started ramping up last year, which with the modified stuff a couple years ago, and then once the late model got going good, and then now everything's just kind of flowing.
Well, flowing it is, whether it's in the modified as it was at Carolina or the late model at other tracks in the last just couple of weeks, whether it's modified or late model when Jesse Rocket pulls up in whatever amongst the multiple cars that he's been piloting. You got to keep your eye on our guests on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including Gasco gaskets at profabrication.com. Jesse, before I forget to ask, do you use Profab on some of these cars?
All the late model stuff has Profabs, and then we'll get them on the modified soon.
Well, Andy, Andy Garris, we need to get Jesse some help there, and everything else he's been taking care of, whether it is in the modified or in the late model. And, you know, going back and forth, you know, I would think sometimes it's hard to remember which vehicle you're in and such, but how does it help a driver to go from a dirt modified to a dirt late model back and forth with different size tires, different compartments, you know, multiple different cars? How is this helping you get better? Because we're watching it, and you are.
Naturally, the more laps you make, the better you'll get. But the modified's just, it's a lot more methodical, and you can do a lot more in the seat. But then when it does slick off with the late model, that's where the modified experience kind of comes in. When it's hammered down in the late model, it's just hammer down and go. But once it slicks off, the modified stuff really comes in handy. And then the mods are just, they're fun. You can just drive and change what you're doing and really change the car, where the late models are, they got a lot more aero, a lot more tire. You can't really manipulate the car in the seat as much as you can modified.
We've been following Jesse Rocket for years now. It's amazing to watch and to hear the difference as the veteran gets more and more in him, and the different techniques that our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, multi-car, multi-track dirt winner Jesse Rocket, progressing in the career. Where do you think a lot of the foundation was made? Weren't you at one of these East Lincoln type tracks growing up and through the ranks here?
Yeah, I raced East Lincoln a lot, and it's a little boring. You really learn how to drive one over there. Then between there, Carolina, Gaffney, Friendship, or Ultimate when it was still open. We used to race Antioch a lot too. But yeah, it's just from big, small, just doing different stuff, always learning.
When you talk to Jesse Rocket on the line, multi-car, multi-track winner, modified, late model, all that, when you talk to the young drivers, you know, what do you look back on through those experiences that you're talking about at the different tracks, different sizes, different places, things like that? What do you recommend that, you know, some of these young kids that are starting to cut their teeth in the four cylinders and things like that, what do you tell them to do?
Just go different places and do different things. You can't, if you marry to one place and just learn one technique or one driving style, you're stuck there. Okay. Go out, you know, even if you think it's not a great racetrack, just go. Just do it, experience it, put it in a notebook, in a memory bank, and you'll need it one day down the road.
Oh, those are great words of advice. Record them, remember them, share them with your young drivers out there, whoever's listening in. Jesse Rocket, multi-car, multi-track winner over the last, you know, months and months, really. It has been such a pleasure to watch the progress of our guest on the ProFab Hotline. And watch the victory lanes. We're seeing some little people in there with you. You know, who's getting these trophies when Daddy doesn't have them anymore? Where are they going?
Little man, he got to be on TV at Gaffney for the Hunt the Front race, and he kept that one, and the pink one my little girl got from Traveler's Rest. But little man, he pretty much commandeers all the trophies and the checks.
Wow.
Cashes them in his room.
Well, that's a good place. Can we get him in a go-kart? Are we going to see him in a mini stock, something like that somehow? Or how about the daughter even?
Yeah, we actually, Lancaster rained out, but they were having a Power Wheels race. I got a little late model Power Wheels that she was going to run, but oh yeah, I'm sure he'll be in probably anything with wheels and a motor that we can get put together in time. He's all about it. And she might be more competitive than he is, to be honest with you. Wow. She might get there first.
Jesse Rocket, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, wins in a modified, wins in a late model, and he better be hanging on even tighter because he's got the kids starting to think about it themselves, but he'll handle it. He's handled everything for years and years now, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, with all these wins, you got anything for fans to buy? Where can we follow you on the internet? Where can we get T-shirts and all those other cool things?
We got shirts, and I think my wife just put in another order of stuff, and she's got all kinds of stuff.
I heard you can't touch any of the cotton stuff. You got to stay out of it.
Yeah, no, I'm not allowed to touch that. My wife, she'll chop my hand off. But, yeah, no, she takes care of all that. But if I think on Facebook or at the track, we usually bring them with us and hang them up. And she's got all the little things you can do on your phone.
There you go, folks. Give Jesse Rocket a follow on Facebook. Grab a T-shirt if you can. A win in a modified, win in a late model. He does it all, and we really appreciate him being on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Cookout. Always. always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the first winner in over 20 years at the track at Golden Mountain in Tennessee, Zach Seiss of the American All-Star Series Victory Lane. Hey, Zach, what was it like going to Golden Mountain? When I think of Golden Mountain, I think of, you know, going to services on Sunday and hearing the preacher. And, you know, I imagine Victory Lane have the pearly gates. Was that what the place was like?
No, I mean, it was a fun little place, bigger than I expected. It's, it reminded me of a bigger Bulls Gap in a way, which I guess kind of helped me cause I kind of cut my teeth racing there. So
track at Bulls Gap, kind of a big banked track, a little bit of up and down in the straightaways. Am I right? The kind of the same description, except a little bigger for Golden Mountain.
Correct.
Joining us on the profabrication.com hotline, the first guy in the late model in Victory Lane at Golden Mountain for the American All-Star Series, Zach Seiss, checking in with us. Where is the Golden Mountain track compared to like the Bulls Gaps, Knoxville, Nashville, things like that? Where can folks find the place?
It's about 30 minutes away from Crossville Speedway. So
okay, sure.
It's in Sparta, Tennessee.
So not far from the Buc-ees for folks that would be
going
about that. And nice place overall. Promoter, have things in order for a first time like that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Deke, he done a great job for his first time running a track and just kind of getting the hang of it. So he done an excellent job for first night out.
Well, a guy doing an excellent job on the track, Zach Seiss, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So the race itself, I don't remember you, promoting that you got the pole or, was fast time. Where did you start and how did the race itself play out?
We started third and run second for a long time and got to the lead probably with 15 to 10 to go and kind of held on at the end. We weren't the best last couple laps, but was able to hang on. The track was really racy from kind of bottom to middle, and I think it put on a great show.
Where did it work best for your car?
I was mainly around the bottom. I moved up a couple times and when I was trying to get to the lead, but every time I'd move up, we'd have a caution. So,
wow. American All-Star Series winner Zach Seiss overcoming a new track, a new layout, new things like that, and a couple of different obstacles, as most winners have to do to get to Victory Lane. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. One thing I do know about, almost like a double oil down with about a dozen, 10 to go. How does that affect you when you have to, as a driver, sit there in a hot race car, stopped under a red flag so they can clean the place up?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing is just trying to figure out how crummy and dirty the track's going to be where they laid dry dirt down, trying to dry the oil up and stuff, and just trying to figure out where you need to run now.
So when you say crummy, that's not crummy as in a bad way. What are the crumbs you're speaking about?
Well, they just kind of scoop dry dirt from the infield onto the oil and try to run it in to kind of say oil dry the oil up to get it off the track.
So it's trying to grab some of that oil and hold it. But what does that do, late in a race for your tires and the grip level and things like that, that I clearly got to be important if you're going to giddy up your way to Victory Lane?
Yeah, it just makes it kind of dirtier makes the track dirtier and kind of dustier, I guess, in a way. And
wow, dirty, dusty, but finding a way to Victory Lane. No pearly gates, just the Golden Mountain Victory Lane winner for the American All-Star Series. Joining us on the profabrication.com hotline, Zach Seiss. We see iRacing, people talk about simulators, things like that, but Golden Mountain, they haven't ran in decades, and the place opens up and such. They're not on iRacing, no sim for it. What did you do to prepare to go there?
talked to a buddy of mine. He told me what gear, because he practiced down there. But other than that, I just kind of waited till I got to the racetrack to see what it looked like, and then I just kind of adjusted by watching the track before hot laps and adjusted to what I felt like I needed, and then went from there.
How many hot laps did you get? 2, 3, 4, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere around there, 3 or 4.
None of these all-dayers like the pavement guys get. The dirt guys, it's quick, and you got to make the adjustments from there. Zach Seiss, able to make those adjustments, work his way through the field, the cautions, the red flags and such, and to be able to take the American All-Star Series victory at the newly reopened Golden Mountain Speedway in Tennessee. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What was so, competitive or complimentary, I guess, of your driving style? Did the place really fit the way you drive, and why, from your history, did that match up?
Yeah, it kind of did. Just I grew up racing at Bulls Gap. That's where I kind of started racing. So you can kind of drive in the corner hard and straight and just kind of keep the rear end up from under you. And that's kind of how I drove there, just tried to keep the car as straight as it can be and kind of on the right front versus the right rear.
Well, you're forever in the history books now as the reopened Golden Mountain first American All-Star Series winner. What does that mean to you to open a place up and be that guy?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Definitely, we got a new car over the winter, and I think that's only our third race in it. So just being able to kind of adapt to it this fast and get going, it's pretty awesome.
You had somebody helping you pit side. What was her name? Looked like a little girl holding up sticks to keep you informed. What was that?
My little sister, Brooklyn.
Wow. Well, Brooklyn did a great job for her big brother, Zach Seiss, the winner at Golden Mountain Speedway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. You can follow Zach on his social media. Keep up with him. Keep up with where he's going, not only in the volunteer state, but probably wherever the American All-Star Series goes. He is certainly one to watch. And absolutely, congratulations on a great first-time win at Golden Mountain Speedway to our guest, Zach Seiss. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations. But you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, there's some great races going on at North Wilkesboro Speedway this weekend, but if you're not nearby, make sure you get out and support grassroots racing at your home track or maybe at another one. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.